Day 231, Saturday, August 19th, Joshua 14. Joshua 14:1-15 NKJV. These are the areas which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed as an inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and the half-tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half-tribe on the other side of the Jordan, but to the Levites he had given no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they gave no part to the Levites in the land, except cities to dwell in, with their common lands for their livestock and their property. As the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenite said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses the man of God concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly follow the Lord my God." So Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land where your foot is trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me, just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him, and gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephunneh as an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenite to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron formerly was Kirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG reading plan for this final chapter of our reading week states, the initial division of the land occurs while the Israelites still have their headquarters at Gilgal, verse 6. Whether Caleb had been given more specific promises than were recorded in Numbers 14:24 and Deuteronomy 1:36, verses 9, 12, or whether he was now deciding which land he wanted, he now steps forward to claim those promises. Hebron, the burial place of Abraham, and the very land inhabited by the giants who had disturbed the other spies so much, Numbers 13:30-33. Caleb was 40 years old 1 year after the Exodus, Joshua 14:7, and 45 years have passed since then, making Caleb now 85 years old, verse 10. So, since the time from the Exodus to entering the Promised Land was 40 years, 6 years have elapsed since the entry into the Promised Land. Even though elderly, Caleb is no more afraid of the Anakim now than he was at age 40. And, verse 6, God had promised that Joshua and Caleb would live and see the Promised Land, whereas everyone else 20 years and older had died. Compare Numbers 32:12, 14:24 and Deuteronomy 1:36. Verse 15, John Gill's commentary states, according to Jerem, it had its name of Hebron from a son or grandson of Caleb of that name, 1 Ch_2:42. And if so, then it is here, and in some other places, so called by anticipation. Kirjath Arba may be rendered the city of the four, and had its name, as some think, From the four couple buried there, or near it, Adam and Eve, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Leah, or from four eminent persons, who formerly dwelt there, Aner, Eshcol, Mamre, and Abraham, or rather from four persons that more lately dwelt there, Anak and his three sons, Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmai, or Arba is the name of some great man, to whom this city belonged, and so was called the city of Arba, which is the sense of our version, as appears by the following supplement, and